South Jersey Congressman Jeff Andrews' defection to the Republican Party has set off intense jockeying among those looking to win his seat next year. Despite President Donald Trump endorsing Vandrew this week, at least three Republicans say they'll challenge him in a primary. Three Democrats are also in the race, with the field expected to grow even larger. WHYY's Nick Pugliese reports.
The latest candidate to join the race is Democrat Ashley Bennett, who entered politics 2 years ago in response to a county official who asked on Facebook, "Will the women's protest end in time for them to cook dinner?" She defeated that Republican to become an Atlantic County freeholder. Now she has her eyes set on Congress.
South Jersey doesn't need a yes man for the president in Congress. We need someone who is willing to hold him accountable.
But the field is crowded. Political science professor Bridget Harrison, also a Democrat, has already wrapped up the endorsements of key party leaders. Harrison was on the offensive Friday over the revelation that a pro-Trump political action committee was planning a $258,000 ad buy on Vandrew's behalf.
Much like a prostitute naming a price and having the money put on a bedside table, Congressman Vandrew's price was exactly $258,000.
The Republican candidates have hardly been nicer to Vandrew. Former Trump official Bob Patterson says he's the true Trump conservative in the race.
All the money in the world isn't going to cover up his liberal voting record and the record that he had in 27 years of elected office throughout South Jersey.
Before Vandrew won the seat as a Democrat last year, Republicans had held it for more than two decades. From the New Jersey desk, Nick Pugliese, WHYY News.